Desert Island Discs.
In what part of Australia were you born, Mr. Nolan?
In Melbourne.
How far back do your family roots go in Australian soil?
They go back about four generations.
That's a long time in terms of Australian history.
Yes, if you get much further back, it gets pretty murky.
Nolan, of course, is an Irish name.
Yes, very. I've even heard people in Australia in the timber camps sing in Gaelic late at night.
Mm-hmm. Well, most young children take a delight in drawing. Was there anyone who encouraged you to express yourself pictorially so that drawing meant more to you than other children?
Well, my family have always encouraged me, but I think they would encourage me if I'd taken up weightlifting.
So it in no way was your talent inherited?
No, I didn't think so. I think it was just a compulsion to paint from the beginning, and that was it.
Yeah. Were you acknowledged as outstandingly good at art classes at school?
No, I think I was too erratic to be outstanding.
As a child, what was it your big ambition to be?
I think to be an explorer, mainly because these are kind of things that one was taught a lot about at school there, yeah. Australian explorers.
What was your first job when you left school?
Painting on glass in a sign factory, yes. Doing these illuminated signs on glass.
How long did that job last?
Well, it didn't last very long because jobs didn't in those days, and then I had quite a number between then and the next 7 years, the last 21.
Yes. You were at this time going to an art school?
I was going to an art school at night. It was an art school connected with the National Gallery of Melbourne.
Yes.
In which we used to draw in a very old-fashioned way from plaster casts.
And after 7 years, you took the plunge and decided that you would earn your living as a serious painter.
Well, it was a case, yes, of just jumping off the cliff, really, and painting anyway.
Mm-hmm. Where was your work first exhibited?
In Melbourne in 1939.
What sort of pictures were you painting in those early days?
Well, they were completely abstract, because that was the way I started to paint. That was the way I thought.
Yes. How long did you stay with painting abstract?
About 3 or 4 years.
You served in the Australian Army during the war. Did that stop you painting completely?
No, funnily enough, I seemed to have more time than ever before, and it was in a beautiful part of Australia, and I enjoyed painting a great deal.
Mm. After the war, you did a great deal of travelling in Australia.
Yes, with my wife and daughter, we crisscrossed all over Australia.
In your paintings of that period, you seem to be trying to express the essence of Australia on canvas, landscapes naturally, and also Australian history, Ned Kelly, the Eureka Stockade, and so on. Is that a fair comment of what you were trying to do?
Yes, I think it's true of a number of young painters, in a way, about that period. They're all bubbling with something to do with Australia, and each in their own way got onto something, and Ned Kelly, for some reason, fixed in my mind, mainly, I suppose, because my grandfather had told me a lot about him, and when I'd seen the armour on visits to the aquarium, it was placed in the middle of the aquarium.
Yes. Now, to you, he wasn't just a romantic figure, a Robin Hood, and obviously not just a thug. He conveyed something much more important.
Yes, he did represent certain social injustices, I think. There were a lot of people on his side in the area that he came from, and there were about 200 or 300 police after him for 3 or 4 years, which indicates that he had a certain amount of support for his views. But in fact, he was a very good bushman, and he was very brave, and he had lots of vices, but he probably had some virtues. Otherwise, he wouldn't have persisted, I expect.
Let's move on to your next record. When did you first leave Australia, Mr. Nolan?
In 1950.
And you had your first exhibition in London the following year?
Yes.
How many countries have you lived in since then?
Oh, three or four. We've lived in Greece for a fair while, and Italy, France, and America for 2 years.
Yes. Where do you consider your headquarters now?
Well, I think I've probably got two headquarters, one in London and one in Sydney.
Now, your work was naturally influenced by the country you were painting in, but you have continued sometimes to paint Australian subjects while you've been away from Australia.
I think that looks like going on forever.
You seem sometimes to allow yourself to be possessed or obsessed with a single subject which you feel you have to paint to exhaustion. For example, at your last major London exhibition, nearly every canvas was a different treatment of the same subject of Leda and the Swan. This has happened to you quite frequently.
Yes, I seem to paint better if I get steamed up about the theme, and while it lasts, I'm content to go along with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the critics became amateur psychologists and tried to surmise what this subject meant to you, that you were looking forward through the subsequent birth of Helen to the tragedy of Troy, and that Troy took on for you the associations of Gallipoli. Was any of that consciously true, do you think?
Well, I think it's a literary parallel, and it might have its truth, but and it's true in the sense that the Leda exhibition came in between the Gallipoli paintings. But essentially, I think, as an Australian, the Gallipoli campaign, the Anzac landing, looms very large in the kind of Australian psyche, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that everybody thinks about out there, and one was reared with people talking about it, with photographs of soldiers in front of it. And every 25th of April is a terrific day in Australia.
Yes.
And it's natural that ultimately one would come round to painting it.
And I believe you've gone back to Gallipoli as a subject with your present work, the work you're on.
Yes, I've now come on to, again on a larger scale, really, on a more complex scale of trying to fit a number of figures onto a beach on the actual landing, and the sight of these hundreds of kind of warriors on this barren beach is something that rather obsesses me, I suppose.
Yes, whereas in your first Gallipoli phase, it did use a rather horrible expression, there were just a few figures.
Well, mostly a single figure. The emotion was focused around a single figure, whereas now I'd like to spread it in a multiple way over many people.
Yes. And you've also prepared an exhibition of paintings inspired by your journeys across the United States. That's to be a book, isn't it?
Yes, to be a book in the form of a diary, of an illustrated diary, which I kept in America.
Mm-hmm. Let's have record number 4. Janani Mr. Nolan, you designed the decor and costumes for the Royal Ballet's production of The Rite of Spring. Is that your first work for the theatre?
No, I did some work for ballet in 1940 in Melbourne. Leifer was out then, and I did decor for his ballet. It's called Icarus.
Yes. Does this interest you? Would you like to do some more?
Yes, I'm very interested in it. It's rather marvellous to see one's kind of ideas on a big scale, you know, much bigger than one could express them in the studio.
Yes. Are you a disciplined worker? I mean, when you have a productive period, do you like to work regular hours?
Once the ideas are straight, I do, yes. I like generally to get into the studio about 9 o'clock and sit there for an hour and work for about 4 hours, and then have the afternoon doing something else and come back to painting again at night for another 4 hours.
Yes. I believe you like to use rather unorthodox materials.
Well, they're often a stimulus, and seeing there are so many technological kind of breakthroughs now in materials, it's a good idea to try some of them, I think.
Mm-hmm. There seems a great creative movement going on in Australia now in painting, theatre, music, all of a sudden.
Yes, well, it's been building up, I think, and it seemed to come to a peak just after the war, and it's been going on like that since. There seem to be a great number of very good painters, you know, coming along, and younger ones, and still younger.
Mm-hmm. Is your career working out the way you wanted it to?
Well, yes, I've worked hard at it to the best of my ability. I suppose one of the few things I could say that I would like to perhaps paint in a way that wasn't so much of a protest. You know, one has hopes that the world would be a somewhat different place one day, and that people, particularly young people, wouldn't have to protest so much, but generally speaking, yes.
We've got to record number 5.
In mist or cloud, on mast or shroud, it perched for Vespers 9, whilst all the night, through fog smoke white, glimmered the white moonshine. God save thee, ancient mariner, from the fiends that plague thee thus. Why look'st thou so? With my crossbow I shot the albatross.